Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Greetings, everyone. This is Prophetess Carmen, and I am coming to you to speak to you the words of truth, wisdom, and love. And to God be the glory. And Jesus is the reason for the season, for every season. And even in this hour, we are called to repent. We are called to examine ourselves. We are called to begin again, to start anew, and trust in the Almighty Father God. For by grace it is that we are saved, and we have to believe that and walk in the truth of that and walk in faith even in this hour evermore. We have to begin to press evermore in faith, begin to write the vision and make it plain for 2009. 2009 is the year to complete some of the dreams that God has called you to move in. It's the year to begin to bring forth it, like bring it to fruition, you know, fruition, completion, you know, so it may begin to flourish and blossom and you're to bloom in this hour. So begin to get those journals out now. Begin to write the vision and make it plain. The proposals, the dreams are going to come forth in a mighty way, even more than you can even perceive or conceive, because God's hand is in it. So you have to begin to press in and move in faith in this hour. Move in faith and let God lead you all the way. Now, you're also to begin to find yourself not just praying, but interceding on behalf of others, you know, praying for your enemies, praying for your friends, praying for the strangers. You know, you have to begin to intercede on behalf of others in this hour. We are to watch as well as pray and hold on to the promises of God, the blessings of God. Hold on to the promises. You're holding on to a promise. Let it be a blessing and not a curse. And the people of God are to hold on to the promises of God, because all God's promises are yea and amen if we're obedient. And we're called in this hour to begin to move in faith, move in obedience. You know, the obedience is to believe. That is the obedience. That is the order. That is the command to believe. So repent from doubt. Repent from lack, repent from thinking ofness, and begin to move in the truth of who you are called to be in, and just believe. Believe, hold on to the promise and just believe. You know, get in the Word. The Word is truth. The Word is light. The Word is love. The Word is the way. You know, Jesus Christ is the Word. And it will bring forth even life, life to your situation. It will increase your passion for living. It will increase your motivation to move forward. You know, Jesus is the way maker. You know, with him in your life, you will prosper. With him in your life, you will succeed. With him in your heart, you will have love. You will have liberty. You know, and you will succeed and conquer and be victorious in all that you endeavor in. And all that you endeavor in with Jesus Christ in your life, putting Christ first as the head of your life, the head over everything, over your family, over your finances, over your relationships, over your career, whatever it is, put Christ first. And Christ, Jesus Christ is going to bless your hands. Jesus Christ is going to bless the work of your hands and your family, you know, as prophet, priest, and king over your home. He's going to bless you and anoint you, and it'll be a trickle-down effect to your household as you put him first and trust in Him. Trust in Him. That is the call to obedience in this hour, to have faith and believe and know that Jesus Christ, Father God, is going to bring you through. And the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you and direct you as you yield unto the Holy Spirit, yield unto the Word. Move in faith. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. In 2009, you are going to climb. You are going to soar. You are going to take off. You are going to soar, you know, and you are going to flourish. And you're going to replenish the earth with the Word of God, with the light of God, and with the salt, you know. And you are going to be a living, joyful testimony, you know. So you are called to believe and to be obedient to the Word of God. And what is the obedience? Believing. That's the first step. Believing and moving in His Word. Interceding on behalf of others. Yes, praying for your family as well and your situation. But as you begin to intercede for others, for your enemies, for those you don't know, for those you don't understand, for those, you know, just through intercession, God is going to bless the works of your hand because you're going to begin to operate in love. When you intercede, you're operating in love. You're operating in faith, you know. And it's one of the greatest assignments you could possibly have, interceding on behalf of others. Jesus Christ is the greatest intercessor. And then you're co-creating, you're operating and following Christ, you know, and you're interceding for others. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. You know, and when we intercede for one another, we are feeding, we are replenishing the soil, we are sowing that seed. We're sowing that seed of faith. We're replenishing the earth, you know, and that's what we're called to do, just move in obedience, trusting and believing that Father God is right there with us, bringing us through. And 2009, you're going to climb, you're going to climb, you're going to climb, you're going to climb, you're going to climb. You're going to be moving forward in the things of God, and you're going to climb, you know, and no weapon formed against you, no weapon, no weapon. Oh, those thoughts may come, but they will not prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You will be victorious. You'll be victorious. God is watching. God knows and God sees, and God has His hand in it. We are just called to begin to move in this hour in faith, believing and knowing that He's going to bring us through, and we're called to hold on to the promises of Father God, you know, and love one another. Love one another. Love one. Start seeing everyone as yourself. Then you can love your neighbor as yourself. When you look around and you look at someone, put yourself in their place, in your mind's eye, you know, and you'll begin to love them and love yourself. Begin to love yourself. You know, love who Christ is. Each and every one of us are uniquely made in the image of Christ. God doesn't make clones. God doesn't make clones. So we're all individualized, even in our gifts and our callings and our talents. Love the uniqueness that God has placed in you, you know, and you know, look at it as a precious gift, a precious tool that Christ has given you. You are special and you are uniquely designed. And love who God has created. Love the Christ in you, that hope of glory that's going to come forth. And you're going to begin to climb and climb and climb and flourish and bloom and blossom. You're going to blossom and flourish. You know, as you begin to love yourself, you will be able to love your neighbors. And you will be able to love the works that God has put in your hand. Because you have healing hands. And as you love yourself, the healing that is in your hands, it's going to begin to heal those around you. You know, it's going to begin to heal those in your environment. And you will be a deliverer where you're at. Wherever you are, you will be delivered. You will bring that light. You will bring that hope. You will bring forth peace and joy. You will be that instrument that Father God will use you know, an instrument of peace, an instrument of hope, an instrument of joy, a vessel that is ready to be used by Father God. And you will climb in the things of God. Your wings will begin to spread, and you will soar as an eagle as you believe and move in obedience. So let every man examine himself and dust himself off, pick himself up, and begin to stand and move forward, and begin to move forward, and then you're going to begin to soar in the things of God. Just trusting and listening for that voice. You know, listening for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to direct you so that the creativity can begin to come forth and that your gifts and your talents can begin to blossom, you know, and flourish. You got to trust God in it. Trust God in it because God is going to, it's for kingdom advancement. It's for kingdom advancement. And as you know that, when it's for kingdom advancement, you know what? Then God has your back and your front and your sides. And you're covered. All you have to do is trust and have faith and move forward in it. And in 2009, you're going to climb. You're going to climb. Don't look back. Just keep looking forward. Press on to the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Press on. And so this is the message that you have heard from the beginning. And this is it, that you love one another. Love one another, you know, move in love, you know, move in love and be a good listener. Be a good listener. Yes, we talk and on the show even we talk, you know, but be a good listener also. That's key. Listen. Listen so you can begin to discern, you know, you can begin to discern, is it the Christ? Or is it otherness speaking? And as you begin to be still and know, you will begin to hear the Holy Spirit speaking. Because Father God is always speaking. But are you always listening? You know, so begin to move in the truth of who you are in this hour. Dust off your journals. Or if you don't have one, pick up one. And begin to go through it. Begin to write in them. Or go over the dreams that God has purposed in you. And begin to move forward in it now. Begin to move forward in it now. And with the whole armor of God on. Move forward in the whole armor. Yes, we've already won the victory. We've already gotten the victory. But you're going to still put on the whole armor of God. Because you're standing in faith, knowing and believing. You know, so that way you will be able to have that shield up. That shield of faith and a breastplate of righteousness. Yes, it's by grace we're saved, yes. But we're supposed to be shod with peace, with the gospel, with the word. You know, so we have to still have that armor on. And then we still have to be long-suffering, yes. You know, not prideful. But we still have to have the fruit of the Spirit upon us. You know, the meekness, the humbleness. Yeah, God has taken us to entire heights in Him. You know, and we are climbing, but we still have to have the love, the peace, the humbleness, you know, the long-suffering, you know, and move forward in this hour with it. And you know that you know that you know you're doing the things of God, you know, when you have the peace and the joy of Christ. So you begin to move in that and hold on to the promises of God, you know, moving in peace and joy and love, gentleness also. And the faith, you know, and God is going to begin to take you to places that you only dreamed about, and they're going to become real in this world, in right now, even in this hour, in months and years to come. It's going to come forth, the supernatural, the dreams, they're going to be natural. They're going to come forth, and the healing bomb. It's taking place even in your life, in your emotions, in your mind, in your finances, in your relationships. The healing bomb is going forth throughout the homes of those who believe, you know, and then it's going to spread amongst those that you touch. The healing is going to take place, you know, and it's going to be a great ending thing that Father God is doing for you, for us in this hour, because God is doing a new thing, and He renewing some things and doing a new thing in others in your life. And you just have to begin to move forward in it and believe and thank Father God. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And then begin to share the goodness of God in your life. Begin to share what God has done in your life. And God is going to bring you to a whole new revelation in hell. Stay in the Word. Watch as well as pray. Watch as well as pray and intercede on behalf of others. Begin to intercede on behalf of others in this hour. Those you know and those you don't know. Just intercede for regions. Begin to intercede for your community. Begin to intercede for leaderships, people placed in positions, strategic high positions that can really affect regions and nations and communities and lives, you know, and heads of households and parents and teachers, you know, and priests and doctors and lawyers, you know, begin to pray. So people that are in charge of the traveling of conductors and engineers and scientists, you know, intercede on behalf of those, you know, and intercede also on behalf of those who are not even doing anything right now but need work. Intercede on behalf of the ones that are unemployed, you know, intercede on behalf of those who are ill. Intercede on behalf of those who are lost. You know, God, Father God came to seek the lost, you know, I mean, and so therefore we're to intercede even in the South for those who are lost. He came to save the lost. So we should only, you know, feel right in interceding on behalf of those. Don't forget, you know, the Great Commission. So even in this hour, if God has taken us to new levels in Him, we're to intercede on behalf of others and move in faith in the gifts and talents that Father God has given us. And don't look back. Write them down. Place them around your walls. Put it in your wallet. Put it in your book. Whatever, what's the first thing you do? Whatever you do, whatever you read, you know, put it there as a reminder, you know, of the partnership you have with Christ. In 2009, you know, let the two represent the partnership you have with Jesus Christ. And you bringing things to a completeness, completing some things, you know, some of the goals, letting it come forth to a fruition in 2009, you know, where you're going to climb. You're going to climb with Christ in the greater things in Him, you know, in the dreams that you've had. And just know that God is bringing you to do a great work in Him. So let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Let the mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You know, that's important. You know, keep your mind on Him. Stay in the Word and keep your mind on Him. You know, because your mind is one of your greatest assets. You know, your mind, you know, because what goes in your mind, what's in your mind, what you bring forth in your thoughts is what eventually wind up on your tongue, what you speak, you know, and that's where deposits and withdrawals are made. That's where, you know, things are birthed. The power is in the tongue, you know, and as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, what he truly thinks, so is he. So it's important what you're thinking upon, what is coming up in your thoughts, what you're hearing, what you're believing, and what you're saying, because you will create that world. So let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Let the mind of Christ rest, rule, and reside and reign in you, you know, and move forward in love. And you're going to be victorious. You're going to be victorious. You're going to be victorious. You're going to excel in excellence. You're going to excel in love. And you're going to have the peace that passeth all understanding. You're not even going to understand it, but you're going to know that it's the Christ in you, you know, and you're going to thank Father God and be thankful. Stay in that position of thanks and in a position of thanks and praise. Move in love. I love you much. I love you much. And we know that the greatest love of all, God's greatest love, God's greatest gift, the ultimate love, the ultimate lover, the ultimate warrior, the greatest of the greatest, there's no greater love. To God be the glory. And we thank Father God for much love, the greatest love, Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. Much love.